This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What up?
Most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What up? What's happening? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you for the next hour. So call the show and leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment. Let's start off today with Lady Gaga and how she feels about attending the Oscars after being snubbed for her role in House of Gucci.
Oh, what a first world problem. How am I going to show myself because I wasn't nominated for an award I probably shouldn't have gotten because my acting wasn't that good, but because I'm Lady Gaga, I think I should get everything.
The Born This Way singer was asked to be a presenter at this year's awards show, and a source did reveal to Hollywood Life that despite not being nominated, she has no hard feelings.
Oh, sounds like it. You know when you don't have hard feelings? When you don't even address it. But when you say you don't have hard feelings, you probably have hard feelings. Oh, I'm not heartbroken. Yeah, you are.
The insider said going through this unique award season has gotten Gaga more and more motivated to do film work.
Quit talking about it and do it. I'm so motivated by all the haters. I'm letting you know all day, every day that goes by that I'm so motivated by the haters. Well, what are you doing about it? This goes with anybody that goes, I'm so motivated by the haters. You say to them, and this goes with Lady Gaga, what are you doing? I'm going to work on things, but I'm going to work on things. And then you ask them, well, what is it you're going to work on? And they're like, no, but I'm going to work on things. They always have a bright plan for the future, but they're doing nothing about it.
Which she is hoping will get her the Oscar nomination that escaped her this year.
Yeah.
It has lit a fire in her to get up on that stage again and win an Oscar in the future.
It wasn't the Taco Bell that lit the fire under you?
However, Gaga didn't go awardless this season for her portrayal as Patrizia Reggiani.
Oh, thank God she didn't go awardless. I would not have been able to sleep at night knowing that Madonna, or Lady Gaga, same thing. I don't know why I said Madonna. But I would have not been able to sleep at night knowing that Lady Gaga went awardless.
As she received the Icon Award at the Palm Springs Film Awards.
That's a real bougie award. Ah, forget about the Oscars. I want to get a Palm Springs Award. This just in, they are all but just awards. They mean nothing because you're going to die at the end of the day. And think about all of the Academy Award winners from 100 years ago. Oh, wow, you won in 1947. No, you're dead.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting the party going. We're just getting the party. You know, it's just entering the mind of you. It's only been 3 minutes, and Hoppy Hour has already taken over the world. And as we take over the world, one download at a time, 70 downloads, you can always check out the best barber in all of the Bay Area. Let me tell you about Rich Keeley, man. You can go to any of the chain places. Wow, we have beautiful women cutting hair. Cool. Or you can go to the places, we're going to give you a beer. We're going to hang out with you like bros. Talk about our favorite dark beer. No. Do you want a legitimate haircut without the BS? It's pretty simple. You go to richkbarber.com, Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. And when you go there, because you got to sign up ahead of time online. You can't just go there. Hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No. This guy is legitimate. This guy is the best. He has made me into a sexy man with my haircut. But here's the thing. You got to go to richkbarber.com to sign up ahead of time or on the Salon Loft app. But trust me, I'm a man of my words when I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Kevin. I am not talented and my cartoons are not great. They suck. I 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 suck.
You're just going through a rough period. Now put down the imaginary knife before you pretend to hurt yourself.
I suck. I suck. I suck. I suck. I suck. Hey, Mission Hill! Andy French sucks!
No, you don't, Andy.
Stop yelling about the ears!
Money. And like that?
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. I am so full of energy today. And I don't know why. I'll probably be depressed by 7 p.m. What else is going on in the world when it comes to celebrity news? But first, before we get into all the madness and all the chaos, actually, am I doing the same thing I was saying Lady Gaga was doing? Because Lady Gaga kept saying, I'm going to make some beautiful work. And I've been doing that the last 30 seconds that I've been trying to intro the show. I go, it's chaos. It's going to be edgy. I'm letting you know what I'm about to do when I should just do it. So I'm going to just do that. I'm going to get right to the point. Yeah, Ryan, you're getting better at this.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Switching gears to Miley Cyrus and how she didn't say F Nick Jonas. I'll explain.
Please tell me, I've been so worried.
The Wrecking Ball singer recently performed at Lollapalooza Chile, and when fans made posters for Miley, she thought it would be fun to read them out loud.
I bet that was gonna go well.
Well, one
you gave me herpes.
Concert goer's poster read F Nick Jonas, and she read that out loud and also playfully said, I didn't say it, just one of the other signs. Recall Miss Cyrus.
Man, celebrities sound like douchebags.
Nick dated for roughly 2 years before ending things in 2008.
Yeah, it was 14 years ago. A long time ago. 2008 was 14 years ago.
According to 17 Magazine at the time, Selena Gomez and the Jonas Brothers started dating the same year that he and Miley had split. So yeah. Clearly there might have been some hurt feelings.
I feel like there's a lot of dudes in Hollywood that are Eskimo brothers with Miley Cyrus. And I feel like there's a lot of women that are probably Eskimo sisters. I'm just saying, I feel like everybody's banged everybody in Hollywood at this point.
It's also rumored that Miley's song Seven Things offers some insight into the split. What do you guys think?
I don't care anymore. 856-49 Hoppy.
This brings me back to the good old Disney days. And closing today with Rihanna, because the diamonds aren't just in the sky anymore. Mm-hmm. They're on her ring finger.
Oh wow, she got a ring. Whoa, the breaking news committee over here at Hollywood Life, even though I'm playing it. The breaking news committee. Rihanna got a ring. Whoa. Forget about everything going on in the world. Rihanna got a ring. I I'm such a phony because I make fun of the celebrity news sites, and then I'm the one playing it.
Riri was spotted on an LA shopping trip, and not only was she rocking that growing baby bump, but she also seemed to be sporting a huge diamond ring on that finger. Now, who thinks she's dropping some not-so-subtle hints that she might already be engaged to ASAP Rocky?
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, because that's what all the cool kids do nowadays.
Shut up!
Is they send emails. Actually, the only emails that are being sent in 2022 is everybody replying all when somebody gets a new job. Oh my God, I must let the office know that I just applauded somebody. I can't just do a reply to the person. I got to reply all to let the whole company know that I'm a team player.
Well, happy Hot Topic.
And that's going to do it.
A wild weekend for March Madness, where underdogs and upsets reigned supreme. And the field dwindled down to a sweet 16.
Sounds like your typical March Madness. Upsets and surprises? Whoa! I'm a little jaded right now at March Madness, man. I'm a little upset. Because I live in Florida. Now listen. I love me some Florida. I love living here. I'm pretty sure I want to make this my radio market. Like how Mike Calta has made Tampa his radio market. I want to be here for the rest of my life. I have decided, because I have seen what other radio cities are doing. They're like, oh, we want to make the next big morning show. And then like they put in shows that fail. And you just see bosses that put people in bad positions. You can win in Tampa Bay radio. But what I'm getting at is, as much as I love March Madness, and as much as I love Florida, Florida just doesn't seem to care about March Madness, and it breaks my heart, because growing up and as a kid in high school, I've been looking at my time hops from like 10 years ago. I love me some March Madness. I didn't play a lick of basketball. Besides when I licked the balls as the team manager in 08. I couldn't make the team, so they made me a manager. Here's your clipboard. It looks like you're doing something, buddy. So I loved basketball, though. I love playing the basketball games. I like shooting the hoops every once in a while when no one's at the park so no one can see my uncoordinatedness. March Madness, man. In the classroom, be like, oh my God, you hear? Kemba Walker got the buzzer beater. Like, there were all these grand moments from 10 years ago. And now nobody cares about March Madness in Florida. And that is fine. That is completely fine, because they don't care about basketball down here in general. It's weird. Even people that were like Miami Heat fans, none of them were from Miami. It was essentially transplants that moved to Miami. They were like, oh my God, LeBron James is here. Like, I never met somebody who was like, yeah, man, I'm homegrown Miami and I love the Miami Heat. Like, it's a very transplant team. You know what I'm saying? Like, this area does not care about basketball at all. And it's a little upsetting, but I get it, man. I get it. It's just a little heartbreaking because the only people now that do March Madness are the, it appears to be, 40-year-old alcoholic salesmen who hate their life, who are having midlife crises, that are like, I want to do a bracket. Nobody cool goes, oh my God, I want to do a March Madness bracket. And I'm not saying I want to be a part of the cool crowd, because I never have been, but nobody is doing brackets. I remember 10 years ago, granted, I was around people that were 18, 17, 16 years old, because I was that age at that time 10 years ago. How am I 28? But what I'm saying is, everybody was like, hey, you want to be in my bracket? You're going to do his bracket, but you're not going to do my. But people were like, you were bracket on bracket on bracket. And now no one does brackets in Florida. It's heartbreaking. It's upsetting. It bothers me. It drives me nuts. It makes me angry. 856-49-HOPPY.
16.
Here's Davis. Davis is fouled. And it goes.
Oh, yeah. I love that sound of like the and one. That's when you get a layup and you're fouled and you get to shoot a free throw for people that don't know basketball. Because trust me, there's people in Florida that know nothing about basketball. But I'm not saying I know a lot. What I'm saying is this. You hear this, and one. I love when the announcer says that and it's in crunch time. And then you hear the crowd of all the drunken 19-year-olds that their parents paid for their tickets to go to that game. And you hear them cheer.
And it goes!
That like cheering of the crowd. Yeah!
On the men's side, the defending champ Baylor Bears rode to repeat.
Losers.
Stopped in its tracks by the North Carolina Tar Heels.
And I always love that. I love seeing the players that are big and bad at the number one seeds, and they come into the tournament, and they're like, because I'm so talented, I'm not going to have to go up against anybody that has nothing to lose. And then these entitled players from all these schools like Duke and Kentucky and that, the problem is they think they can just walk in and win. And the scrappier players are like, no, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Get out of my face.
And the Baylor women's team was stunned by South Dakota.
They're ahead.
Oh, yeah, I saw that game. Everybody was watching that game. There was a lot of ratings on that game. Everyone was watching it.
The Sweet 16, and how sweet it is.
Oh, while Creighton's Lauren Jensen proved revenge is a dish best served through the transfer portal. Jensen lifting Creighton past her former team, Iowa, en route to Creighton's first ever appearance in the Sweet 16.
Hell yeah.
And how's this for Mad?
Oh, look at Kelvin.
Houston's coach ditching his shirt to celebrate a huge win over Illinois. Iowa State made the most of a clean slate after winning just two games.
All right, I don't care anymore. I just feel very left out because nobody cares.
And let's bring in ABC News contributor Dr. Alok Patel for more on this. Dr. Patel, thanks for being here. China is now battling its worst outbreak in 2 years, and this is a huge country. So what does this mean?
Yeah, oh, whoa. ABC News, thank you for the lesson today. China's a huge country? Whoa, I didn't know that. America has a lot of people.
Outbreak in 2 years, and this is a huge country.
Thank
so
you.
What does this mean for the rest of the world when we see this happening in China?
It's the Omicron subvariant is now around, even though some of the other variants haven't been as bad. Whenever there's a variant, the media goes to it because they want to scare us. For you're all a bunch of fucking scumbags.
Shut up!
It's a horrific situation right now.
Oh, it's so bad.
China, Diane, and I think one...
How about everything's horrific now? Like, I'm not saying he's not allowed to say that, but life is horrific.
Situation right now in China, Diane. And I think one big difference between China and other parts of the world is the fact that when China completely locked down, what that did was, yes, it prevented a lot of hospitalizations, but it also prevented the spread of COVID, which could have led to some protective natural immunity. So that's one big difference between China.
Good for them. Okay, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of when the media wants to rip into America for not really doing the quarantine well. And they're like, oh, other countries did it. Good job. I don't live in that other country, so I don't give a fucking shit. I care about America and being free. And I'm sorry if that comes off rude, but they always go, oh, New Zealand did such a good... Good for them. Go move to New Zealand then. I'm not saying anything, either politician, Trump or Biden. I'm not saying anything Nancy Pelosi or any of them have done in the last 2 years is good. I don't go on the right or left side. But I like living in America. All these liberal reporters, well, they did it good in China. They did it. Then move there. Get out of here. Shut up.
Western Europe and the United States, which is why even though we will likely see an uptick in cases from BA2, we have that background protection of natural immunity. We also have a much more efficient vaccine than what was being used in China as well. So two positive notes when we compare the United States.
I don't care anymore. They're just trying to spread fear. And it's like, whatever, dude, that was 2 years ago. I'm not saying COVID's over with, but man, you got to look up what's going on in the Ukraine. It's like looking at Call of Duty. It's like just real life shooting. Like, you know when you play Call of Duty and you're just shooting things? You're like, ha ha, I'm taking lives. Woo, woo, woo. That's what war is really like.
This morning, food delivery service Grubhub is the one getting served.
Oh, wow. That was a good one-liner by her. You should go join the Jimmy Fallon show.
A lawsuit accusing the company of lying to its customers.
People are trying to survive out here.
While slapping restaurants.
Tell me about it.
Restaurants with fees.
At its heart, companies that do business in the district are required to give consumers truthful information.
I don't really think there's anything truthful about a food delivery company.
Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine filing the lawsuit.
Also, Grubhub's the biggest, like, ripoff. Like, unless I'm, like, a millionaire and paying $40 in charges for a $20 meal is nothing to me, I'll just go out and get it.
Claiming Grubhub charges hidden fees and uses bait and switch tactics, all while pretending to help local business during the pandemic.
Yeah.
This needs to stop.
Got it.
The lawsuit accuses Grubhub of deploying illegal tactics, such as failing to disclose when it charges higher prices than restaurants, impersonating restaurants to get more business for Grubhub.
I use Uber Eats anyway.
And advertising free services that aren't free.
Grubhub also advertised free delivery when that actually was not the case.
The lawsuit alleges at the beginning of the pandemic.
Well, it was like free delivery. There was like a catch. Like that, I'm going to defend Grubhub on. Like, you got to read the terms and conditions. You know what I'm saying, man?
Grubhub falsely used a promotion called Supper for Support, in which people thought they were helping to support struggling restaurants.
In fact, it was just increasing its own sales to district consumers and requiring the struggling restaurants at that time to actually cover the discount cost.
Well, that's your fault for not doing the research on it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
I ain't defending Grubhub, but you really think a food delivery service is going to be like one that's got great ethics? Get out of here. This following segment was brought to you by FitzHFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Here's how it goes. You go to FitzHFitness.com. You sign up for a workout. And if you live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him. But if you don't live in Tampa Bay, bro, don't worry. Do not have a panic attack, even though you are missing out. You can work out virtually with Devin Prasad. All the info is at the grand old website of FitzHFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'm going to take it back to 2009, December 2009. Kobe Bryant. I was sitting in the living room. It was cold as hell. I was watching this. Remember when the Xbox Live, when the Xbox 360 had the feature where it would be ESPN 360 and they had those commercials that talked like that? Well, back then when I would be on Xbox 360, I would watch NBA games every Friday by myself. And this moment, I was sitting on the couch, cold as hell in Chicago.
Lakers do not have any timeouts. The Heat in the penalty, so they can't foul. Wade is guarding Bryant.
Yeah.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up at the buzzer. Banks it in! Oh, he banks in the three!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Agate's hotel room, we're taking...
Let me rewind this, because that was not the most perfect transition, but this show's never perfect. All right, what's going on with Bob Saget?
The photos of Bob Saget's hotel room were taken shortly after his body was discovered at the Ritz-Carlton.
And there's nothing suspicious about this case.
Inside his luxury room, where police made entry after he never checked out.
I mean, this whole thing reeks of like a Ray Donovan episode.
Investigators believe the comedian fractured his skull, perhaps hit...
Just by using the word the comedian, you know he's a little dark.
Comedian fractured.
Like whenever you begin a sentence with, I was hanging out with this comedian, there's never really the best vibes.
Investigators believe the comedian fractured his skull, perhaps hitting his head on this padded headboard or the carpeted floor.
Something happened, man. It's a little suspicious, you know?
Drifting off to sleep. The newly released images by Florida's Orange County Sheriff's Office, part of the investigation into the 65-year-old shocking and accidental death.
Yeah, I don't think it was accidental. Just saying.
The photos of the room show alcohol on the minibar seemingly unopened, juice in the trash, and water on the nightstand. Officials have said in the past that drugs and alcohol were not involved in Saget's death.
I think someone killed him. I'm not doing conspiracy theory. I'm not Alex Jones, but I'm telling you, he did not die. Whatever they're trying to tell us is not how he died, is what I'll say.
We have an unresponsive guest in a room.
The autopsy determined Saget died after blunt head trauma and likely a fall backward, causing bleeding around the brain. The medical examiner saying the injury was most likely caused by something hard, covered by something soft.
That sounds suspicious, man.
While hard edges, like countertops, tables, nightstands, and other hard furniture, have been ruled out.
I'm just wondering, like, what the family's trying to hide. You know what I mean? Like, by saying you don't want the records out there, you're kind of making it a bigger deal.
The headboard or carpet are possibilities.
Yeah.
Investigators unable to make a definitive conclusion in the tragic January 9th accident.
Wow, it's like 10 weeks ago.
Saget's family has sued to keep further details of his death private.
Oh, that's going to work out in the long haul.
Including photos and videos of him separate from those released yesterday.
Yeah, there's something going on here. A little suspicious.
He was everyone's, you know, dear friend.
That was from January 20th. That was his wife.
Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, told Hoda Bob was thrilled to be back on the road doing comedy, taking this selfie with the hotel's valet hours before his body was discovered.
That's got to be weird to have that picture.
Devastating tragedy, heartbreaking for the Saget family.
And I get it, but it's like an entitlement where it's like, oh, don't have his records come out because he's a rich dude that died in Florida. But when anybody else dies in Florida, all the info comes out. Like, I like Bob Saget. I'm whatever on Full House. His humor was good. I liked him on Opie and Anthony. But I'm just saying it's very much entitlement when you're like, oh, the record shouldn't be released because he's America's dad.
And the legions of fans who followed his storied career.
He was just the best man I've ever known in my life.
And I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's like, it's just celebrities always win, even when they die. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com. And as always, we are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com by searching up ZRadio Live on Odyssey and on TuneIn. And if you're already listening currently on ZRadio Live, hello.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Their white cups are iconic. And now Starbucks is brewing up lofty new promises for change.
Oh, please keep selling us your overpriced coffee.
Pledging to reduce the company's waste by 50% and eliminate all single-use packaging.
Whatever's going on with this company, I don't care. You know what the biggest problem is with Starbucks? Is they're not filling it all the way. They fill it like 85% of the way. No. I'm paying $6 for coffee. Fill it up all the way.
Like paper cups and cardboard sleeves by 2030.
Oh, wow.
This is where all the secretive stuff happens?
This is where we do all of our innovation.
We went inside the testing lab at Starbucks headquarters with Chief Sustainability Officer Michael Kabori.
Seems like an asshole.
Where the company developed these new plastic cups they say can be reused up to 100 times each before they're recycled into new ones.
Yeah, it's a very Seattle thing because they're in Seattle. We're going to be woke. We're going to do something for the environment. Dude, at 7 a.m., when I want a cup of coffee, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me make sure. Like, that's going to be like pure anxiety. It's going to be a new thing you need to grab in the morning for work. Do I have my reusable cup? Like the most amazing part about going to a drive-thru to get coffee, if it's Dunkin' or Starbucks or Kawa Coffee here in St. Petersburg. All of it's great. But the best part is you roll up at 8 a.m. You're tired as hell. Yeah, can I get a large vanilla iced coffee, cream of sugar, and a shot of espresso? Which I, for the longest time, was saying espresso until my girlfriend corrected me. And they go, yeah, that'll be about $7.82. See you at the next window. And then you have your coffee and you're good to go. But imagine the pressure of when you're going to have to remember to bring a cup.
We're trying to use our collective strength and power to...
Yeah, we're superheroes over at the overpriced coffee place. We're so noble. Bow down to us.
Create a better waste and recycling infrastructure throughout the country.
You're an overpriced coffee shop. Shut the fuck up.
To reuse the cup, Starbucks is testing a new kiosk like this all around the world. You take the reusable cup, you scan it, and then you return it. And then it's taken away to be cleaned and eventually reused.
So
gross.
Far, the cups are being tested in a few select locations.
Oh, wow, so cool!
In the meantime, Starbucks plans to encourage customers in the U.S. to bring their own cups by 2023.
I'll just go to Dunkin', man. I'll just go to Dunkin'. It's cheaper anyway. I love when people try to be edgelords. They try to be edgy and wild, and they're like, Dunkin' coffee sucks. Excuse me? What did you just say? You're paying $3.85 for a large iced coffee. Pardon Dunkin' Donuts if it's not the most amazing coffee. You're going to a fast food chain that also gives you good hash browns. Any of their croissants make you sick in the morning and you have a hard time working because you have to keep going to the bathroom. But coffee-wise, yeah, it's the best because it's cheap. That's like saying, oh, McDonald's is awful. You're going to Dunkin' Donuts. Relax.
You have to see Miley Cyrus's reaction to this surprising concert sign about Nick Jonas.
Wow.
The singer had the audience cheering during her performance at Lollapalooza in Santiago, Chile, when she took a moment to read the messages in the crowd, including one referring to her ex-boyfriend Nick.
Nick Jonas, I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Well, he did. You know, he did bang you. He did F you. 856-49-HOP. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could have 100,000 signs in the crowd then.
Money.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. You can listen to Happy Hour on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Odyssey, Mixcloud, Spotify, by searching up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane. They're grinding life, baby.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
We left Kevin home alone, and he's only 23!
Ah! But first, let's start with Arnold Schwarzenegger's latest film, Rabbi P.I. It's the story of a Chicago cop who goes undercover as a Hasidic Jew.
Eat lead, Rabbi.
Sorry, that's not kosher.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kylie Jenner just dropped a baby bombshell.
The bombshells over in Ukraine aren't so good. The ones over here, not a big deal.
The Kylie Cosmetics founder is revealing on Instagram stories that she has changed the name of her baby boy.
I was so worried.
She wrote, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore.
Oh, thank God. I can now eat dinner. No, and your kid's name isn't Wolf.
But why the name change? Kylie reveals, quote, we just really didn't feel like it was him. Adding, just wanted to share because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere.
Oh, true. 856-49-HOPPY. I just don't care.
The decision to switch his name comes almost 2 months after Kylie and Travis Scott welcomed their son on February 2nd.
Wow. It's crazy that February 2nd was almost 2 months ago as I'm recording on March 23rd, 2022. Time flies!
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Miley Cyrus is safe and sound after a scary traveling incident.
As annoying as she is, I'm glad she's safe and sound.
The music superstar revealed that her plane made an emergency landing after getting struck by lightning on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Miley and her crew were on their way to a music festival in Paraguay when the inclement weather forced a sudden change in plans.
That has to be scary, because you think you're invincible, because you are worth a lot of money, but then you face death.
In an Instagram update, the Plastic Heart singer shared harrowing video of multiple lightning flashes during the flight, but she assured fans that everyone aboard was okay. Writing, "To my fans and everyone worried after hearing about my flight to Asuncion. Our plane was caught in a major unexpected storm and struck by lightning. My crew, band, friends, and family who were all traveling with me are safe after an emergency landing. We were unfortunately unable to fly into Paraguay. I love you." Miley also included a photo of what appears to be damage to the aircraft, and it seems the storm caused additional wreckage throughout Asuncion. The capital city was reportedly hit with massive flooding amid Miley's ordeal, and the entire Asuncion Nico Festival was canceled. In addition to Miley, Foo Fighters, Doja Cat, and Machine Gun Kelly were included on the opening day lineup. MGK was seen performing outside a hotel following the scrap show.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I talked to you right before the album came out. Congrats on the...
Avril Lavigne!
Success!
Oh, thank you so much!
How did that feel?
It's so exciting.
How does success feel, Avril? You haven't had it in 20 years.
I love what I do. Just grateful to be here and still rocking.
Yeah, amazing tonight. Who are we wearing?
Thank you. This is Ashton Michael, and it's custom made for me.
Yeah, you look good, Avril. You were a little ahead of your time, you poor thing, but you look good.
Went kind of rock and roll, like basically inspired by like leather jacket turned into a dress. And then I'm wearing a lot of plaid these days.
Yeah. Love it.
And then check this.
What?
Spiked bracelet.
I don't care about your outfit. This video was going to let us know that Taylor Swift bought Avril Lavigne flowers. And honestly, it's pretty cool getting flowers from Taylor Swift. Like, that's it's an item that you can hold. But Avril Lavigne making the news in 2022, like, I think she was legitimately happy. Like, oh my God, I can send something in to get covered by the celebrity news reporters. You know what I mean? Like, she could come out with new music and no one would care. I would care, but no one would care. You know what I'm saying? But when Taylor Swift sends you flowers, that's the big deal. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Retired football star David Beckham.
Soccer. It's not football. This is an American news site. Soccer.
Retired football.
Oh, wow. You guys end games in 0-0. That's a cool sport.
Retired football star David Beckham used his celebrity status for good.
That's good.
Hi, everyone. So I'm handing over my social media to Irina, the head of the regional perinatal center in Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Привет, друзья.
She says, hello, friends. My name is Irina.
Меня зовут Ирина.
I'm taking over David Beckham's social media.
Оккупировала Instagram страницу Дэвида Бекхэма.
Beckham handed...
On the first day of the war, all pregnant women and mothers were evacuated to the basement. It was an awful 3 hours, and it shows a little small room. It's very eye-opening because it's not far away. Everyone's suppressing it. Whenever I have a panic attack about where my life is going, I don't want to sound like a douche, but I do think about the Ukraine, and I look up Ukraine footage, and I see soldiers killing other people through tanks, and you go, yeah, my problem's not that bad.
His platform with over 71 million followers to bring attention to a medical center working hard to help new mothers while Russia's attacks continue.
Good on David Beckham. I've never really known that much about him because I don't watch soccer, but good on him.
There she is working with pregnant mothers to help them give birth safely. Thanks to your donations, the oxygen generators they have received are helping newborns survive in appalling conditions.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
It's a couple's night out for longtime friends.
I can get down with this opening music. I hope it's not copyrighted music and then my show gets taken down. We are not going to manifest that. But the music at the beginning of this news clip, you could play this in the club, be hanging out with your girl, sipping on some tequila.
It's a couple's night out for longtime friends Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber, seen here out and about with their loves Devin Booker and Justin Bieber.
Man, I'm really good at reading energy, kind of. I'm really good at it, though. And you could tell that the alleged rumors of Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner, Devin Booker cheating on her, you can kind of tell that might have happened because they don't look as lovey-dovey when they're holding hands in public.
I'm excited.
In these new snaps, the famous duos are holding hands after dining out in Santa Monica. Kendall wears a sheer top and leather pants, while Devin pairs his jeans and sneakers with a pink shirt and tan jacket. Haley sports a black halter dress and boots to match, with Justin donning a colorful sweater underneath a black leather jacket and
I think Devin Booker dresses better. I think he also does a lot less drugs.
Shades. It's the first time the couple have been spotted together since her health scare.
I wonder if they switch later on, you know?
Last week, Haley was briefly hospitalized for a blood clot.
Thank God she lived.
Sharing her story to Instagram, Haley wrote, "I started having stroke-like symptoms and was taken to the hospital. They found I had suffered a very small blood clot to my brain, which caused a small lack of oxygen, but my body had passed it on its own and I recovered completely within a few hours."
I know for a fact that God has her in the palm of his hands.
Justin later praised his wife in the middle of his concert.
Most of you probably know or seen the news about my wife. I'm not sure if you guys seen.
So weird hearing him talk about his wife. You know what I mean? Not that I don't believe that the marriage is real. But what I'm saying is, like, I've seen him grow up my whole life. And it's like, my wife makes me feel old.
She's okay. She's good. Thank God. She's strong. But it's been scary, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's been really scary.
It is. There is something scary when you got the girl, your dreams, and you're living with her, and her health begins to get a little bad, like we all do, and then you're like, no, I need you. Like, it's pretty awesome knowing that you love someone that much, but then it's also frightening where you're like, oh my God, I'm attached. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way, but just like a, oh my God.
It's also come after Devin Booker's recent comments about his relationship with Kendall Jenner. According to Devin, their low-key romance took a little while to settle in.
Yeah.
No, I like to keep my private life pretty private.
And now he tells the Wall Street Journal, "Honestly, I'm enjoying life to the fullest, and that came off my tongue so easily because it wasn't always this way."
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you, bro.
"But I feel like I'm in a good place right now."
All right. I'm not trying to sound like a douchebag.
Shut up!
But when I began dating my girlfriend, like in the beginning of October 2020, it was right around the time that Kendall and Devin began dating. Or they really began showing each other on social media. And I'm not comparing myself to an NBA future Hall of Famer. And oh man, I do not want to compare my girlfriend to Kendall Jenner. But what I'm saying is I like the way they emulated. I emulated what they did on social media where they would take a picture, but they wouldn't tag each other. And there was no video of them talking. And that's what I've done. You got to keep some things private, man.
This comes with new details ET is learning about the couple. The source tells ET, "They love that they can genuinely be themselves around each other. It takes no effort and things are easy."
Because no one knows anything about you. Because if you were to post videos, here's the problem with putting your significant other if you are somewhat famous on social media. Here's the problem. Is that it comes into your real life. You know what I mean? Literally and figuratively. What happens is everything that you post with that significant other then becomes content for the internet. So you make a nice video with your significant other of you cooking dinner. It's a great video. Somebody goes, "Oh, you're making a woman cook the dinner," even though you're there clearly helping out. And then that dinner is going to be ruined because of that mean comment. Like, I get a lot of shitty comments. I don't even know what it means anymore. But listen, I don't give a shit because they don't say it to my face. I don't like reading it. I'm never like, oh my God, the Boneheads group on the internet, or the 1025 The Bone group, or the Bone Chat Room's talking bad about you, Ryan Hoppy. I'm not like, oh my God, does that make me feel good that the Rovers Morning Glory fan base is teasing me? Oh my God. But I don't care. But it's not said to my face. But if I were to start doing things with my girlfriend, then those people would attack my girlfriend. And that's when it gets personal. You got to have a little bit of a private life. And have you seen my girlfriend? I'm not saying I'm not a Casanova. I'm not saying I'm ugly or anything. But man, she's my girlfriend.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com. Just had a brain fart. That was weird. When I tell you that West Chase Printing on Instagram, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram are the best follows, I'm a man of my word. They are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, they got you, bro. And at the end of the process, and you're getting an invoice, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Yeah, Dad?
How would you like to go to a football game in the city with your old man?
Wow, yeah. I thought you were taking Kevin.
Yeah, he's not going now.
When did he decide that?
Just now, when I told him.
This shit took me all morning! You promised you were gonna take me!
Well, you lied to me! You gave me a word saying you were working on those history assignments, and all of a sudden I get a call from your teacher saying you haven't done a single one!
It's history! It's not going anywhere!
When I get home tonight, I want to see half of those assignments completed, or as God is my witness, I will put you through that fucking wall!
We're outside, genius! There is no wall!
Then I will build one, and I will fucking put you through it!
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
While the Kardashians are away, the boys will play. Or maybe not. Pete Davidson enjoyed a not-so-quote wild night with Scott Disick and friends on Saturday.
Man, it looks like he gave them a bunch of edibles. They all look pretty fucked up.
As his girlfriend Kim Kardashian partied away in Miami.
Yeah.
To celebrate the opening of her Skim Swim pop-up shop with her sister, Khloe Kardashian.
Damn it, I forgot to go.
The 28-year-old Saturday Night Live comedian recorded a video and posted to Scott's Instagram account of the 38-year-old reality star and his buddies sleeping while watching a movie. Boys' night was wild, the video caption jokingly read. Pete and Kim have been romantically linked since October.
Hell yeah, they have. I really hope she didn't cheat on him.
But last week, they made their relationship Instagram official. Meanwhile, Scott...
Nah, it's too early on. What's going on with Scott?
Famously dated Kim's sister, Kourtney Kardashian.
I remember that. He's pretty obsessed with her. I wonder if Pete gets him high and he's like, Scott, you gotta back up, bro. You can get any other girl with daddy issues.
Many years.
Let me rewind that. That was spazzing out, like me.
For many years. And the pair have three children together. 12-year-old Mason, 9-year-old Penelope, and 7-year-old Rain.
That's cool. Things I don't really need to know. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Are you ready to have another baby?
It shows Travis Scott in the room as Kylie is about to give birth, and he's got his face completely covered, his hoodie up, and he's wearing a black hat, and you really can't see him. He's wearing a black hoodie, and it's almost like he wants to keep his privacy and to be anonymous at his own kid's birth in a way that he doesn't want the side chicks to know, I'm with the main woman.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott engage in some rare PDA while their four-year-old...
If that's PDA, that's a loveless relationship.
...old daughter Stormy Webster dishes out all the cuteness in the new vlog. And it's all to celebrate baby number two.
I thought it would only be right to let you guys...
All right, whatever. This doesn't really translate in the radio. Does my show, though, do? Yes, it does. 856-49-HOPPY.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Josh Peck is setting the record straight on where he stands with Drake Bell, and it's safe to say these two aren't saying hug me brother again anytime soon.
Yeah, Drake Bell's a douchebag.
Let's get right into
it. A sociopath. That word's not used enough.
With Drake Bell and
half of the radio business.
Josh Peck's relationship hasn't really been the same since they co-starred on their iconic Nickelodeon series together, Drake and Josh. We all remember that time Drake wrote and deleted that shady tweet back in 2017 when he found out he wasn't invited to Josh's wedding, the one that read, "When you're not invited to the wedding, the message is clear."
Yeah, and then 3 years later, you were hitting on 15-year-olds. The message is clear. They don't want to be around pedophiles.
Loyalty is key.
Whatever.
Always remember where you came from.
That's a weird thing, man.
Anyway, Josh recently appeared on Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards' BFFs podcast, where he opened up about the current status of his relationship with Drake. When asked if they are friends, Josh said, "Not really, no." And remember that tweet I referenced a bit earlier? Well, in that same interview, Josh finally addressed that whole debacle and shared that what was supposed to be a happy moment in his wife's life turned out to be, well, a mix of both good and bad vibes. Josh started off by explaining why he didn't invite Drake to his wedding, which, BTW, he said was a small one.
I knew that Drake and I didn't stay in touch for the 10 years since we had made the show, but no one needed to know that.
That was weird. It was all the fans were like, "I think Drake and Josh are friends." It's like when I used to listen to Opie and Anthony and you hear that they hated each other the whole time and you're like, "These guys are best friends."
Like, I was happy to just die with that secret that, like, we made this thing that people really love, but maybe we weren't that close. So I didn't invite him to my wedding because I hadn't really talked to him in many, many years.
Josh continued saying, cut to, "I'm getting married that night and I see these text messages from him, like, cursing me out, coming for me."
Yeah, oh, what a good friend, what a sociopath. Here's the thing. I see Drake Bell being the dude that, like, comes to the party and is in the room and you can just feel his weird energy.
Yikes. And apparently once the tweet started going viral, Josh said that's when Drake took things to a whole other level.
And so then he, like, leans in and goes on this press tour about how heartbroken he is and, like, creating this narrative that just wasn't true.
You know, Drake's watching us and he's like, "Oh."
In the end, Josh shared that while he knew he was getting bashed on the internet, he shrugged it off because he
was getting laid to his hot wife and all the losers were in their loveless relationships. That's what's funny is whenever people go, "Oh," and they say this about anybody, "Oh, that relationship's not legitimate. That relationship's not legitimate." The person you're saying the relationship is not legitimate with me, while you're tweeting at me saying, "Oh, your girlfriend doesn't like you," I'm banging her.
Happy hour.
And you're not.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the whole wide world, hell yeah, bro. You got to go there. Tell them I sent you. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. is classes. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, not off to a great start today, but who knows what surprises the big city holds.
Hey, you smashed my porch! That is a fine, expensive porch! Pay me! Hey, pay me, yuppie man! Hey, I'm talking to you!
Ooh, crazy world, huh? Well, don't let it get you down, son. I... Penis.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ah, what's going on with the one and only Amanda Bynes?
What's up, Instagram?
Hi.
Amanda Bynes here.
Hi. You sound like you're being held captive.
My court date is coming up in 2 weeks.
That was Amanda Bynes earlier this month after she filed a petition to terminate her conservatorship. She's been living under one for nearly 9 years.
Gross.
And now the...
Let her be a free woman and join OnlyFans.
35-year-old actress's request has been granted.
I want to thank you all so much for your love and support.
She's trying to do that Britney Spears thing. She's copying Britney the way she's doing a selfie, which maybe she's not copying Britney, and that's just how crazy people talk. I'm going to go with the latter.
Peace out.
All right, bye.
Amanda's attorney confirmed the news on Tuesday, yeah, telling ET the former child star is excited and looking forward to living life as a private and normal citizen.
Good luck. I can't even do it.
The statement goes on to explain that her parents have both been very supportive throughout the process. Amanda's attorney says the Byneses have helped her work towards a positive transition into the real world after living at a structured community for women, which he adds was the goal from the beginning of the legal arrangement. Quote, now she's able to live on her own independently and free of the conservatorship.
Hell yeah, she's gonna go wild now.
Amanda's conservatorship has been handled by her mom, Lynn Bynes, since August 2013.
I wonder if it's like a good one, like a good conservatorship, however you say that dumb word.
She has overseen her daughter's personal and medical decisions, as well as financial affairs. Tamar Armanac, the lawyer who represents Amanda's parents, told ET about the general process of ending a conservatorship back in 2019.
There would be a hearing, a whole process. It could take as much as a week to 2 weeks. It's almost like a mini trial where each side would be able to bring in, subpoena their witnesses, bring in their documents, and show and prove their case.
Now a source tells ET that Amanda's parents are very happy for her.
Oh, that's good.
Excited at how well she's doing.
That's good.
And can't wait to see what she does next.
Feel like you guys will not be a part of it, though.
Miami Beach has declared a state of emergency over concerns about spring break crowds and...
Yeah, the people from up north can't handle it.
...and a wave of weekend violence.
They can't handle the sunshine and being free.
5 people were shot in that popular vacation destination. Police have seized about 100 weapons. Mayor Dan Gelber says he doesn't want people to come to the city only to worry about becoming the victim.
That's the problem, is now that everybody's affecting Florida, the mayors are like, don't come here. And the business, and then the businesses are like, no, come here. We need the money.
Of a violent crime.
We don't ask for spring break. We don't promote it. We don't encourage it.
Let me see. Mayor Dan Gelber. I'm going to see what political party he's on. He's part of the Democrats. That makes sense why he wouldn't want businesses to thrive.
Crime.
We don't.
Please don't come here and give us tourist money. We don't want that.
Don't ask for spring break. We don't promote it. We don't encourage.
Please move here so that inflation can go up.
We just
don't visit. Move.
Endure it. And frankly, it's not something we want to endure. We don't want spring break.
Who wants business and money? Why not just get cops or something, you know? Why not figure out a way to make it happen? Oh, that's right.
Pretty remarkable statement.
You lean on the left. And trust me, I don't lean on the right either. I don't care. I just call it like I see it. That's what I do here on Happy Hour.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic.
Someone's got to do it around here.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's start off today with Amanda Bynes.
All right, so we already know that she's free. The video's going to tell us that about Amanda Bynes. Let me skim through it.
Nominations.
All right, let me rewind this.
In the comments.
Right here, the show's never perfect, and we're at the end. If you're listening this far, you can deal with a few things.
Switching gears to this Sunday's Oscars, but maybe more importantly, why actress Rachel Zegler won't be there.
No! Rachel's not going? I've heard some people at the party are happy, though.
Despite West Side Story's multiple nominations. In the comments section of a recent Instagram post, fans asked Rachel if she had her outfit planned for Oscar night and were shocked to learn that the star...
Yeah, I'll be in my pajamas with my vibrator.
...would not be in attendance. She replied, I'm not invited, so sweatpants and my boyfriend's flannel.
Close enough.
West Side Story is nominated for 7 Oscars, and although Rachel didn't elaborate directly on why she wouldn't be able to attend the awards, she made it clear that she tried it all in pursuit of an invitation. The future Snow White star was honest about her disappointment, but took the high road, remaining...
Hell yeah, you took the high road. That's why you're not there. People that go to the award shows don't take the high road. They just cover everything up and claim to be perfect human beings.
Gracious and focused on her excitement for the movie.
We're rich and famous, and even though the ratings are going down, what we say is important. You must listen to us for life advice. We're rich celebrities accepting awards.
We worked so hard on, saying, I hope some last-minute miracle occurs and I can celebrate our film in person, but hey, that's how it goes sometimes, I guess. Thanks for all the shock and outrage. I'm disappointed too, but that's okay. So proud of our movie. Followed by a heart emoji. Speaking of award shows, let's close today with the tension between Kanye West and Trevor Noah.
Yeah, Trevor Noah, I mean, what he's saying about Kanye is true, but it's like, listen, you pretentious asshole. Nobody watches your show because nobody wants to see you applaud Biden. I mean, your whole show is, I'm making fun of Trump. And then Trump leaves and, whoa, you don't have any punchlines. So now to be relevant, you're leeching off of crazy Kanye, you fucking hack of a cloud chaser. Oh, I'm going to talk about mental health. Blah, 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 blah. Let's find out about the mental health of all the women you've dated and all say you're a douchebag. I'm sure Trevor Noah is just the poster boy for mental health of being around him. Being around him is just good vibes. Because when I think of good vibes, I think of that pretentious douche.
Because this year's Grammys host is speaking out after Ye was banned from the show. Recall the rapper was suspended from Instagram after he shared a racial slur aimed at Trevor after the Daily Show host defended Kim Kardashian amidst Kanye's online harassing behavior.
Yeah, Trevor's trying to hit it.
In response to Kanye's since deleted racist post, Trevor took the high road and praised Ye's musical and creative influence in his own life.
He's so creative. Oh my God, can we stop saying he's creative? Like, I know he's creative, but I'm sick of hearing Kanye's so creative. He's so creative. He's so, I got it.
Writing in part, you're an indelible part of my life, Ye, which is why it breaks.
Oh, shut up. It breaks my heart. Same Trevor Noah that essentially said on Howard's show that he doesn't really feel love or emotions. So you want to have Kanye West be a part of that heart? No, you're just a clout chaser. You don't have emotions.
Kim Kardashian's eldest daughter, Northwest, isn't holding back when it comes to sharing her opinions on her mother's fashion statements.
Sounds just like her father.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.